Reading from the Brihadbhagavatamrita, Book 1, Chapter 5, Text 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Uttaya yatnad aniya swastyam nitva shanena tam pramasru klina badanam prakshalyahu shanai lagu. Standing up, they brought him carefully to where they had been sitting. They took a moment to restore him to a condition closer to normal and wipe dry his face, wet with tears of love. Then they spoke to him simply and gently. When the devotees' purport began talking to Narada, they spoke quietly and in a few words so as not to awaken Krishna and also not to agitate Narada further by something wrong. Omigana Timurandasya Gananjana Shri Gurave Namaha. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayebhaccha patitanam pavanebhyo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Brick, New Jersey. I think to put this in context, we have to look at where this began and what the aim was. Narada began a search for the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy because that person has love in his heart and it becomes transferred to us through their words. I wrote in one of my Tuesday Tattvas on this WhatsApp group that I think Sri Rupa started for me. And I described, I'm writing an article, you read it. It's called Dog Bites Monk Part 1 and Dog Part Bites Monk Part 2. But Part 2, which I haven't written yet, but it's describing the realizations I got when this dog attacked me. And he was real vicious. And I've learned almost 74. 54 years in Krishna consciousness, to be able to abstract myself from situations and observe them. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, I'm not saying I'm self-realized, but it says a self-realized, he does not move. It means he is not moved. It doesn't mean that desires don't have. It's described like rivers coming into an ocean. They don't disturb the ocean. It doesn't mean that the desires don't come. But they're able to extract themselves. To a certain extent, that's the purpose of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, is to take our vision and perception from the realm of impulse to the realm of meaning. And the realm of meaning means the realm by which we're able to understand and see things as they are, and also to respond appropriately in that way. So I saw it was like in a second, this dog, and I could just rip my cloth, bit me several times. But I was able to extract myself I'm saying something, but I lost where it's coming from, but I'll say it anyway. Then maybe it'll come back. But it's a good realization to share anyway. But I saw how he transferred his hate kind of into my heart. Not that I hated the dog, but I felt it more than just observing it. And I was surprised because it was kind of like traumatic, but I wasn't being influenced by it, but the trauma was still there and I was looking in my heart. But the realization that I got from it is that our actions, when carried with emotion, transfer that emotion. And I'm saying this because that's how the process of bhakti works. Let me be purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Let me be purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. It's not just an intellectual thing, it's an emotional thing. And of course, the intellectual things allows you to open your heart, allows you to understand things, but there's a transference. That's the whole idea of the Bhagavatam and reading Rasa Shastra. Rasa Shastra means Shastra, which embodies and communicates Rasa. And for us, it means Bhakti Rasa. Rasa Shastra means Shastra that embody bhakti and makes you feel bhakti, poetry that embodies bhakti and makes you feel bhakti, songs which embody bhakti and make you feel bhakti. So Narada's aim to find that person was to get his sangha. Sangha means with limbs, with connected, to mean to become connected. Bhakti sanjayate bhakti. Bhakti causes bhakti. So be with those people and develop relationships with those people. Because when we develop relationships with people, we create a conduit from our heart to theirs. That's why one of the main principles of bhakti, or the six things that are favorable to bhakti, are utsaha nistya dharya tat tat karma pavartana. Utsaha, no. Dadati pritigrinati guyam atyachi prichati bhunte bhojyate chaiva. Giving food, accepting food. I'm thinking that's why, although the classes are nice online, it's nice to get together with prasadam, because it's just another powerful way of exchanging love. This is one way, but there's four other ways. I was speaking to two devotees who I was counseling who have been displaced. One from Ukraine, very educated person, well-behaved person, competent person, now in Paris. And another from Iran, now in Slovenia. They're missing their community. I made a point yesterday that how wonderful it is to chant with people who like each other. A simple point, chanting with people who like each other. Community, where hearts can be opened without judgment, without enmity, with vulnerability. And that community means open our hearts. Lay down our defenses, drop the false ego. It's the ultimate safe space. And there's this transference. So this is what Uddhava has his Narada, excuse me, from the Brit, has his eye on. Tasyan Parama Antim of this Parama Antim, this topmost goal. So Narada's aim is our aim, and his journey is our journey. This is our goal. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, Lava Matra. Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra, a fraction. So we're going in this journey, and it's communicating to us, and it really wants to communicate to us that this is the goal. Braja, Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, this is the goal. And one of the main ways it's going to highlight this goal is by this journey, which I'm not going to even explain. You know what that journey is about. And now, in the journey, it comes to Uddhava, which is very significant because Uddhava is going to point to the gopis. And it's significant that he is the one that's pointing to the gopis because of his stature. His stature as the Krishna Dayata, a beloved of Krishna. His stature in learning, he's a direct disciple of Brihaspati. He doesn't get confused. He knows the Shastra. His stature in terms of him having the emotional intelligence to understand things so clearly and respond to things, and the level of his intelligence. Buddhi Uttama, I think it says, the topmost intelligence. The topmost balanced, learned, emotionally subtle, beloved of Krishna, is going to tell us out of his personal experience of being there that this is the topmost love. And then within the narrative and story, it brilliantly comes and culminates in this wonderful point where Krishna has to correct Satyabhama, who somehow becomes upset with his feelings for the gopis, and then he tells her, Krishna from his heart tells him why he is so attached to Sri Radha. This is brilliant. Okay, so now in the journey, in Dwarka, the people who are so close to Krishna that Krishna lives with them, and they point out now to the topmost person in Dwarka, uncontested, unparalleled devotee of Krishna in his association in Dwarka is Uddhava, and tells Narada, you must see him. And then we see how when someone has very strong desire, in a way of unconscious intelligence being directed by the super soul in the heart, one could move in very wonderful directions. And somehow the maze that's protecting Krishna's palace, that no one who someone who doesn't know the maze of streets surrounding, but Narada just goes, Krishna, and he just Uddhava, and just he's carrying his heart, and he's in such an emotional state. You'll see that even though when he gets to Uddhava, he can't even, he's asking, where is Uddhava? And Uddhava is right there. So in that bewildered state, I think it's described in the beginning. Yes. He's forgetting everything. And he appears to be so out of touch that he seems to be haunted by a ghost. And he's going to see Krishna, but it's a very unique day. To give the context that Krishna is somehow so disturbed he can't get out of bed. And those who love him are sitting outside his room, including Uddhava, in a very sober mood. Because what love and deep empathy does, it allows you to take another's emotions as your own. So you can imagine how they all felt. They're sitting silently. It's such a grave thing. Like a mother with a child sick. It's such a grave thing. And they're completely bewildered. They're completely in shock. But what is that bewilderment? What is that shock? It's Krishna, 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 oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna. They're in a state of shock. They're in rasa, they're in high love. And then they see Narada, who's apurvata, never before seen. This great sage Narada in such a in chastity, Tom, in such behavior. And then they bring him carefully to where they're sitting, and they restore him to a condition closer to normal. They wipe dry his face, the tears of love. Sattvika Bhav, his emotions have jarred the water element in his body, that all the water in his body is just coming out in tears. And I think we're up there. And they spoke to him slowly and simply. And of course, my own personal take, I just love just the consciousness of consideration, thinking of others before yourself in this world of narcissism, not thinking of others' desires, not even of thinking of your own, by seeing the world according to your desires. I want this. Therefore, what you have is mine. And actually convincing yourself that you have this entitlement to control and possess what you desire. That is the basis of material consciousness. We all have it, and that's why we cannot see Krishna. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtana. Krishna says, by my energy, I'm pervading everything. So everything is Krishna's. And when we're Krishna conscious, we should see Krishna everywhere. That's prema, inside and out. And not just see Krishna everywhere, but feel Krishna everywhere. But why can't we do it? Because that vision of reality crushes our false ego that I am the enjoyer and I am the controller. We want pleasure through the senses, we want pleasure through the ego. That's material life. And the ego means superiority, and there's no superiority when you have a clear vision and you can see everything as God. So therefore, that desire that exceeds your reality creates the illusion that things are separate from God. So they spoke to him gently. Adrishta purvam asmabhi kirdrisham tejya chestitam akasmikam idam brahmams tushnim upavishakshanam. They said, we have never seen you behave like this. What is this sudden change to you, dear Brahmin? Please sit here quietly for a moment. Sri Parikshit uvacha. So gagadham uvachashru dhara milita yet nad unilayam natva sakampa pulakakchita. Parikshit said, Narada replied in a choking voice, tears flowing from his eyes. As he began to speak, he opened his eyes with difficulty and bowed down to offer respect. He was trembling, and the hairs on his body stood erect. So this is an ecstatic state. And what's his ecstatic state? I want Krishna. I want the door. That's bhakti. Bhakti is a desire or a want which continually increases. Right now, maybe that want is completely overshadowed by our ego, by our desires, by our problems. We look in our hearts, but the pure devotee is, I want Krishna. The voice becomes so loud and consuming that it's so loud in his heart, I want Krishna, that Krishna hears that. That's for the practice of Krishna consciousness, is to bring our voice to that level. Ashakti. I want Krishna. It's consuming, it's loud. Your voice is screaming in your heart. And it's screaming within your chanting. And Krishna hears it. And if he hears that voice, which is encountering that intensity of love and service and surrender, if he hears that voice, he says, ah, I can trust this person with my bhava, which I rarely give because that bhava will even control me. So he has this. Sri Narada Uvacha, Manogya Sobhagya, Raikyabha Janam, Mayasamam Sangamayadvam Udavam, Tadiya Padhaika Rajota Vabhavet, Tadaiva Shantir Bhatamain Ter Atmana. Sri Narada said, please arrange for me to meet with Uddhava, the only true object of exquisite good fortune, or else let me have from his feet one particle of dust, then alone my heart will be at peace. Let me meet. Arrange to meet. The Manogya Sobhagya. Sobhagya means so auspicious. So auspicious, but Manogya means, it says exquisite here. It's also one of the qualities of kirtan. Very sonorous, beautiful melodies. So this is very beautiful, exquisite, the true object of such good fortune. It's so exquisite, it's so rare, it's so beautiful, it's so, this is what I want. I want to meet with Uddhava, who, and he's the only person that has this to that degree, this jewel-like good fortune of the depth of love and sweetness for Krishna. I've heard this when I was in Dwarka, and it's so exquisite. Then let me just have just a particle of dust. Eka Raja, Pada Eka Raja. Pada from the feet, Eka Raja. Particle. Eka Raja, one dust from his feet. So this is this is real bhakti. This is real faith. When you understand the glory of devotion, the glory of the people who have it, and the glory of Krishna, that you never feel qualified to have it. And you feel it's so wonderful that, a drop of it can drown me in ecstasy. And that is above my head. And that's why we always say, the lotus feet of the spiritual master, Krishna's lotus feet. It's a way of exalting someone's position. Because I've said this many times, the lowest caste is the cobbler, the shoemaker. You see in India, the shoemaker, he sits with people's shoes, he fixes them because it's called a moochiwala, a person who deals with the dirt. Because the only part of our body that deals with the dirt directly, and we will allow it, is the feet, which is why we take the shoes off when we come into a place. Or if we're barefoot, we wash our feet first. So it's a demonstration of faith, of a faith that attracts Krishna, just like Mukunda, when he was banned from Krishna's association, he was a simple kirtanier, and he started to hear the wrong philosophy, and Krishna banned him, and then nothing, Lord Chaitanya banned him, and when he finally no one can plead on his behalf. Lord Chaitanya was getting so angry. So they finally said, well, when will I see Krishna again? And Krishna said, a million years, millions of years. And he became ecstatic. I will, I will. Because he realized that that's still a bargain. That's the conception of a theist of God, that it's so exalted. That we can't quantify it. And you know, when I was in Vrindavan, I really tried to keep that mood, because at one point I had absolutely no place to stay. And I don't know, it was so many years. I didn't know where I was going to stay, and then sometimes I had to leave where I had to stay, and then someone gave me this, and someone gave me that. And then I saw a lot of my God brothers had this fortune where they'd get their own places. And then I remember one time I mind, well, maybe I should buy an MBT apartment, and maybe I should, and I went, no. My consciousness is, I'm grateful for any place I can stay in Vrindavan, even on the street, which I knew wasn't really going to happen in one sense, but keeping that consciousness, because anything I get is much more than I deserve. So this is through these journeys, we're seeing what a Vaishnava is. They don't have entitlement when it comes to bhakti. It's something they can never earn. It's only something that they can attract. By ascribing the unattainable value of it, and therefore, when you can't earn something, you can only get it by mercy, and therefore, bhakti is the path of grace. Purport, Uddhava was present in front of Narada, but the sage in his ecstasy failed to notice him. Narada first begged to be brought before Uddhava, but then reconsidered and thought himself probably unworthy to meet him. By explaining the demands of his heart, Narada answered the question about the cause of his behavior. Analogy I thought of yesterday, it came to my mind, I'm going to share it. I'm not sure how relevant it is, but maybe I can make it relevant. That it's so essential to hear things in context. And I'm thinking also in terms of Radha Krishna's pastimes, and why we have nine cantos, why in the Brihad Bhagavatam, before we hear those pastimes, why in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita do we see so many varieties of devotion in a progressive state before we see it? And I thought of an analogy, and sometimes analogies are the only way to explain something. So why we have to hear Radha Krishna's pastimes couched first in an understanding of Atra Sargas Visargas Chastatir Potionam Utaya Manvatara Ishakanta Narodha Muktir Asaya. There's nine other subjects. And I thought, it's like an elaborate crossword puzzle, and you have a piece. The piece has no meaning unless you have other pieces around it that indicate what it is. So that context, that frame of reference is so important. So Narada has what's called greed. Parantanai adunikas chisevikar alabdham aptolam anugraham prabho. Makatamo bha gavateshut yastato mahavibhuti swayam uchitaya. He has, and he's going on, he has received an abundance of our Lord's mercy, never gained by the Lord's other servants in the past or even now, because Uddhava is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. The Lord himself calls Uddhava one of his special expansions. So now you listen carefully to the purport, so you'll get the context of why it's so significant that Uddhava is the one that introduces the gopis. Because he went there and he witnessed their devotion. And again, because he's the direct disciple of Brihaspati and knows all the Shastras, he was able to see their madness, apparently madness, as born from the highest devotion, because he had the Shastric knowledge of what these symptoms could mean. And he was so intelligent that he was able to conceptualize and express this. So we understand the glories of the gopis through him. And he could deal with the gopis because immediately he could understand their feelings and therefore respond in a way that they gained confidence in him. Purport in the 11th canto of Srimad-Bhagavatam, 11:16:29, when Lord Krishna, speaking to Uddhava, describes his own opulent expansions in the material world, he declares Uddhava his representative among the Vaishnavas. Vasudevo Bhagavatim, Tvam tu Bhagavateshu Aham. Among those entitled to the name Bhagavan, I am Vasudev, and you, Uddhava, indeed represent me among the devotees. This is in the Uddhava Gita. This is what Krishna is telling to Uddhava. Tvam tu Bhagavateshu Aham. And you can represent me among the devotees, and you can also be called Bhagavan, one who possesses such power and opulence. Purve Purecha Tanayo Kamalasanadya Sankarshanadi Sahaja Suryadid Shivadya Varya Ramadaya Utaplamaswamutir Nasyu Prabho Priyatama Yadapekshayaha. No one has ever been as dear to the Lord, neither the Lord's direct sons like Brahma, nor friends like Shiva, nor brothers like Balaram, nor the goddess of fortune of the Lord's other wives, not even his own unique transcendental body, as dear as Uddhava. No one. He's by his side in Dwarka. He's his confidential servant. He's trusted with his heart. He's given the deepest mission. He's given the most in terms of service. When you serve someone, it empowers you to know their heart. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. Stapitam yena bhutale. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, the secret of the mind. Sri Chaitanya. Stapitam yena bhutale. Swayam, he established the secret of the mind. And why? Because of his attitude of service. The attitude of service, this is the secret of spiritual life. This is the secret of getting guru Mercy, the Vaishnava is mercy. When they see your service, they can understand your heart. And to the extent they understand your heart, they can trust you with the jewels of their own heart. This is the way bhakti works. So Uddhava is so dear. The original Sankarshan is Sri Balaram, Lord Krishna's brother and constant companion. Narada can dare say to Uddhava that Uddhava is more dear to Krishna even than Balaram and other supreme persons, because Krishna himself has said this to Uddhava. So Narada is not just making it up, it's Shastra. But the commentary by Sridhar Swami will help us understand. My dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self is as dear to me as you. Continue the purport. According to the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami, when Lord Krishna in the Bhagavatam spoke this verse, he meant to say, as dear as my devotee. But in the ecstasy of his friendship with Uddhava, he at the last moment switched for Bhakta, a devotee, the word Bhavan, you. The Lord's original intention, however, began to glorify all his pure devotees. Srila Sanatana Goswami, therefore, in his commentary on Brihad Bhagavatamrita 1.3.84, cited this verse in praise of Prahlad. And now he cites it again in praise of Uddhava. Someone has their phone unmuted. So please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bhagavad Vachandame Va Pratitani Paranata Tasya Sobhagya Sandana Mahiman Yanjakanyalam Tasmin Prasada Jatani Sri Krishnasya Bhutanapi Jagad Vilakshanadyadya Gitani Yadu Pungavai Pravishya Karna Dharena Mama Kramya Hridalayam Madhiyam Sakalam Darya Dhanam Luntantiha Hatat. The Supreme Lord's own words disclosed to the Puranas tell the abounding glories of Uddhava's good fortune. Those words born of Sri Krishna's causeless mercy are unlike any other heard in this world. The Adibis hearers now tell these words in songs. Alas, when those words enter the home of my heart, the gateway of the ears, they steal all my wealth of sobriety. Purport, Narada is an authorized acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya. For him, therefore, the highest evidence by which to prove anything is the expressed opinion of the personality of Godhead and the effect of the Lord's words on the thoughts and behavior of his devotees. In regard to Uddhava, Krishna has stated his opinion clearly. My dear Uddhava, O beloved of the Yadava dynasty, because you are my servant, well-wisher, and friend, I shall now speak to you the most confidential knowledge. Please hear as I explain these great mysteries to you. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, he may remain in this world to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of God, at least the second one. Is Krishna gave a message to Vidura when he would meet Uddhava. He should stay in the world to disseminate knowledge. a second. Professional thieves in ancient India were proficient in using narcotic powders to put unsuspecting householders into a stupor so that their houses could be easily robbed. We can read the details of these methods in minor literary works such as Dandi's Dashakumara Charita. Narada alludes to such criminal skills in describing the looting of his own heart. By Narada. So he said, when these words about Uddhava's glory enter into my heart, then sakalam, all dharya, sobriety, dhanam, the wealth of my sobriety, they are huntanti, they are plundered, hatat, forcibly plundered. My sobriety is for this. Narada is explaining what his position is, why he's so bewildered when I hear these words of the glories of Uddhava and how it excites in my heart this intense desire to have his association. Then it steals all my sobriety. Prikshit said, impelled by great respect for Narada, Uddhava suddenly stood up, held Narada's feet, and embraced them. Aware of what Narada was thinking, Uddhava remembered many devotees had received the Lord's special favor. As Narada meditated on those devotees, their love for the Lord, and the wealth of their loving ecstasies, he felt distress, thinking himself fallen, and cried helplessly. Only with some effort was he able to regain his composure. Then he became joyful and spoke to the sage, moved by the sattvika emotion of jealousy. Sattvika means it's coming from the pure consciousness. So we'll read one more purport. Uddhava knew that Narada was thinking about how to find the best recipient of the Supreme Personality's, the Supreme Lord's favor. He intelligently deduced this from the way Narada was acting. So he can understand that Narada is some strong desire and is obviously spiritual is overcoming him. This logical conclusion led Uddhava to remember many famous Vaishnavas of the past who had enjoyed the Lord's favor. The ecstasy of pure Vaishnavas, which appears on their bodies as perspiration, trembling, and ripilation, and so on, are the priceless treasure of those Vaishnavas, a treasure whose value can be estimated only by Vaishnavas falling in their footsteps. As Uddhava meditated on the great fortune of Krishna's devotees, he felt undeserving. He experienced the essential devotional prerequisite of dainya, utter humility. For Uddhava to regain his composure required great effort, plus the help of Narada, Balaram, and others. Uddhava was next confronted by the bhava of jealousy and tolerance of others' good fortune. This transcendental jealousy, however, was sattvika, born from pure goodness, untouched by the influence of passion and ignorance. Therefore, it was a cause of joy. Having no trace of hatred, this ecstatic jealousy gave no distress to Uddhava or anyone else. So the jealousy was, and I think someone once pointed this out, and I really liked the point. I think the jealousy was that I wish I had that devotion. I wish I can serve my guru as you've been serving him. I wish I can have the devotion of that person. Rather, in this jealousy, he entered deeper into trance of attraction to Krishna, just as devotees in conjugal mood become even more blissfully attached to Krishna when jealous of other lovers. So, let's see what we'll do today, I think. Okay, we can stop then, and Mudita Jaya, you can see if anything struck you today, and you can share that with us.
Krishnaraj, thank you for class. So many wonderful points today, I gotta say. But the one I really, really resonated with, we often say crying for Krishna, but for some reason, when you said screaming for Krishna, and so that he hears you, and then you said that he knows he can trust us with his Bob, and that's Mahatma Das in a book. He really says, imagine yourself, you've made it to the spiritual world. You see Krishna coming toward you, and he looks at you, and he's standing, but he goes, "I don't know if I can trust you." And I think
I think
about
the
that all the time
reception is
when you
bad
were.
because I can't understand you. Maybe it's my own reception. I don't know if it's like.
Okay. All
Shut
right.
off
I mean, I
your
hear that's terrible.
video.
That's
Let's
okay.
see if the audio will work and you can repeat
Okay.
that.
All right, let me see. Because I'm in a different spot. I was not just crying for Krishna, but screaming for Krishna, and that Krishna will then hear us and then be moved to trust us. And I remember something that Mahatma Das said about that if we imagine that we made it to Vaikuntha and Krishna looks at us and says, "I don't know if I can trust you," because we haven't been trustworthy in our sincerity reaching for him. Did you hear that, Raj?
Yeah, that's great. That's really nice.
Yeah, I love that meditation. I was so moved by it because I thought, yeah, Krishna, you got a point. I haven't been all that trustworthy. So I loved when you said that today.
It's something I thought of and I perceived and I'm trying to cultivate that Guru and Krishna can trust me. Because you give up the exploiting mentality and you just want to serve, and that service expresses your sincerity. Thank you. Kale, you have any questions?
Yeah, I do have one, Maharaj, but first I really just want to appreciate your jigsaw puzzle analogy. I mean, I just my life depends on analogies, and I felt like that was a really great one.
I really, when it came out of me, Gail, I was in ecstatic because I figured out this is how I finally can explain the importance of context.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to write down all my analogies.
Oh, please do that. That would be
Yeah,
wonderful.
I have a few good ones. Let's see. Okay, let me 1 second. Let me take a note to do that. Okay, Gail, go ahead. Anything
Yeah,
else?
so yeah, just one question, Maharaj. So I did get the point of the dog bite meditation,
Yeah.
but I'm just so curious how you were able to extract yourself from his jaws.
Well, because the desire to get a good story and something to write in Monday morning greetings is a higher taste for me that transcends any distress I go through. But no, it's just the way it was like, and I opened the door. It was actually Lakshmi Nisringa's house, you
I
know.
know, I can figure that out. Yeah.
So I opened the door. I saw him through the plate glass window and I saw Lakshmi out there. So I just opened the door and the dog came. And he didn't come inside, but he got me twice. And then I was just like, and it didn't hurt somehow. Didn't hurt, even though I have the scars right now. It didn't seem to bleed much either. And it didn't seem to hurt that much either. So, but I could feel this trauma inside. And it was like I was watching it, you know, because I wasn't really overwhelmed with emotion. But I can see the emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I was also wondering how come he has such a vicious dog,
Okay. What happened was, is he got him at the shelter, and his family loves the dog. You just got to put a muzzle on him when new guests are there and then introduce him, and he'll get used to him. So he actually told me the day before, but he said, watch the dog. Don't go out there until we do. Because he kind of nibbles. And nibbles didn't seem like bite. He used the word nibbles. I was kind of surprised what that nibble was. It was like, and I'm not sure why I went out there. I didn't see the dog. So I
Oh.
or something that the dog was, because he has two parts of the living room. Maybe it has something in the living room. No, another, he has another yard where he puts the dog sometimes. Like if I wanted to go out, I said, can you put the dog this other place?
No. Well, at least we got a good
I have to say,
a good realization out of
yeah, I did. I'd have to say, Bori Jean Prabhu said, our taste in Krishna consciousness is our door to the spiritual world. So I was that dog's taste.
Ah.
Okay.
Nice. Nice. Too bad it couldn't have been an easier way, but anyway.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here. Just saying hello. Great to hear from you today.
Okay. Hari Bo. Thanks. See you
Hare
tomorrow.
Bo. Yes.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much. I'm very much impressed with your lecture, and there are two things that I was most impressed. That if we have one piece, it has no meaning unless we have other pieces around it that show its value when you were speaking about the themes of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was so important for me to hear that. And another thing that when we serve to somebody, we can know his heart. And if we know his heart, we can trust him.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, those are the two points. Yeah, thank you. That I like too. Anybody else say hello?
I like the analogy of being able to find your way through the maze to the palace in Dwarka. I've actually been meditating on that from your earlier lecture, and how, because I kind of like, wars and palaces and armies attacking and, but, that's beautiful. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Maharaj. It's a
Thanks.
great lecture.
I think that was an interesting point, I thought, because that's how he found it. Okay, thanks, Henry. All right, Bo. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Gauranga, as well, Govinda.
And Broja, thanks
Thank
for
you, class.
class.
I'll see you today. That lasagna better be good.
Hope so.
It's going to have to compete to the feast yesterday. Little pressure, Roger,
Well, he didn't make conditions, so we're okay. The lasagna is good.
But you know it, Lal, unless you pressure him, he doesn't take things seriously.
This is true. This is true.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna, Shurupa.
Hey, Shirupa. Okay, you're the judge.
I have faith in Lal.
Okay, but you're the judge
Okay.
because you're the only one that was going to be in both places, right? So at the end, you'll have to make your declaration. And it's real easy because no matter what it is, whatever place you're in, you have to say it's the best. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
That's true.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Hemala Tarrada.
Kishore. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for class.
Thank you for such a wonderful class, Maharaj. Thank you
Wow.
so much.
Thank you for always being steady on this. We have a steady group. It's really nice. Okay, Haribo. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for the class. Rabat Sundari is here.
Oh, are you in your backyard?
Yes.
Very beautiful place, huh?
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you too, yeah. I wish one day you come here, Maharaj.
Well, I don't know. The way the world is going, who knows? It may be possible soon. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Brajrade here.
Brajrade, Haribo. Sometime soon I have to come to your house. Maybe in May or June we'll get some dates, okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, this is Yvette. Thank you so much for class.
Who is this?
Yvette.
Hey, Yvette, Haribo. We'll see you.
Haribo.
Next Sunday.
See you next
right?
weekend. Yeah.
Oh, great, great. Okay.
Great.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Surya Radhika here. Thanks for the class.
Okay, good to see you. Very well.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on. Anybody else? Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyah.